Hello, this is Testimony Talk. My name is Jalen, also known as Dr. J, and welcome to another episode of this amazing podcast. Now, let me tell y'all about the foundation scripture of this podcast. The foundational scripture of this podcast is Revelation 12:11. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And this podcast, the main goal is to share your story. We all have the same story. God saved me from this. God's impacted our lives in various ways, and I just want to share it with other people. So give me a few minutes and I will bring on the guest for today. And today's guest is a very important figure in my life. Her journey of faith is inspiring. Everything that this testimony will reveal is incredible. It's a truly inspiring and fire type of faith journey. I've been wanting to get this testimony to you guys for a long time. Please welcome my mother by the name of Tammy Carr.
Hey, everyone. Okay, so Jalen got me. He's been asking me to do a podcast for him for a while and finally decided to go for it. It's basically about my journey.
Yes, yes. It's so great to have you here. Welcome aboard the Testimony Talk train. I am so excited that you are here. So to start off this amazing testimony, I have a question for you. And that question is the most simplest question anyone could ask you. And that is, how? How did you even get in this mindset of wanting to make the huge transition that you did? Can you please start from the beginning and tell me your thoughts about when this idea first started?
Very good question, Jay. I mean, Dr. J, since we're on the podcast.
That's right.
The question is, when you ask God what's next, be ready for the answer. Don't ask it if you don't really want to know. God has done so much for me, and I'll start back as far back as 2021 after the passing of my husband. I really had to learn Tammy. I had to learn myself, because being married to him, I thought my purpose was going to be relative to marriage. He and I were going to promote marriage and establish some type of ministry or counseling together. But after he passed, it's like, what is my purpose? What does Tammy like to do? God, what do you want me to do? I went through a season of healing and still healing, where I found out what Tammy likes, because my life was catered around marriage, catered around my husband, catered around being a wife. I didn't know how to live for myself. So as God has healed me, so I want to be more pleasing to him and want to know more about my purpose. So in my prayer time, I always would ask, Lord, what do I do next? Lord, what's next? I'm thinking, which typically he would say, pray for so-and-so, or call and check on so-and-so, or keep serving me. Well, this particular night, I really was just intensely asking God, what is my purpose? And I didn't hear anything. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And eventually, as I continued to ask him, I heard a little small voice, which we all know is Holy Spirit, say, move to Atlanta. I'm thinking, okay, this is for somebody else. And I hope that they receive whatever that they need to receive. But Lord, you need to tell me who it is so I can let them know. And I didn't hear anything. Because me, I was content. I was finally at peace. Everything was going well. Life was steady. I loved the job that I was at. Everything was going really good. And I was heavily involved in serving at my church. I just really enjoyed life at this point. So I didn't think it was about me moving to Atlanta. So one night I couldn't sleep. And actually a few days went by. I had trouble sleeping. And sometimes that's how the Lord speaks to me, is through the middle of the night when everything's quiet and still and not the busyness of the day. And I kept hearing, move to Atlanta again, move to Atlanta. So I was like, finally, like, okay, Lord, what is it that you're trying to say? I still don't think it's me, but just bring clarity because I keep hearing it and I don't know what to do with it because I'm good. The very next morning, I get a random call from a friend who I had not talked to in a while, who lived out of state. And she says, Tammy, I need to tell you something. You were heavily on my mind. And in my prayer time, I saw your face. And I believe God wanted me to share with you that in order for him to move you into the purpose that he has planned for you to do, you must be open to a move. And he said, you're going to know exactly what this means. OMG. That's me. I remembered the prayer request I just asked the night before for him to show me. And I realized he wants me to move to Atlanta for sure. That was confirmation. And when I got off that phone, I cried and I cried and I cried some more and some more and some more. I'm like, why do you want me to go there? Because I don't want to move to Atlanta.
Okay, so you have your confirmation and you have God's crazy idea of moving to Atlanta right after I just got settled and everything. So my question to you is, how did you go from I have my confirmation to, like, what did you do next? Because there were so many things you were leaving behind, from family to, like you said, your job and your home, because moving is a huge step. What happened next?
That's too funny. Yeah, although I received a confirmation, I still needed more confirmations. You know how we do. Lord, if this is you, let it rain. Nah, I didn't do it that way. But I did ask God, why do you want me to move to Atlanta? You know, how come I can't stay here in Memphis as far as my purpose? Because that was ultimately the question that I was asking him. Why do I have to move there? So for the following week, I just continued to pray and I continued to get more and more confirmations to relocate. I even said to myself, look, I don't even want any more confirmations, because it got to the point everywhere I go, I was hearing conversations about Atlanta, saw things on TV about Atlanta, even saw some Georgia license plates in Mississippi and Tennessee area about not necessarily Atlanta, but Fulton County, which is where Atlanta is. So I said, I'm going to look into moving, and maybe I'll move, you know, a couple years from now, because it's going to be a process to get the house together, to make transitions and determine where I'm going to live. So on October 15th, which was only probably a week after I got the confirmation from God, my church had a fall fire revival week. My pastor, Apostle Tony Wade, he was ministering, and everything he talked about was really confirming some of the questions that I had. Not so much specifically details, but he was ministering about walking by faith, about trusting God, about fulfilling God's purpose and doing what he's called you to do. So I was on the edge of my seat, literally just soaking everything in. And I heard a small voice, which we know is Holy Spirit again. He said, share with apostle and prophetess what I've told you. So after service, I stuck around and I was able to talk with them. And I said, y'all, I believe God is telling me to relocate. And they were like, what? Where? And I said, Atlanta. So they was like, wow. And so I'm thinking that they're going to just pray with me, stand and agree with me, and just, Lord, to give you direction. Well, Apostle, he immediately says, well, when God tells you to do something, you need to do it. No, you got to be obedient. And he said, I'm not saying to quit your job, but start applying, start looking for jobs in Atlanta. So I kind of was in shock, because I'm like, man, this ain't really what I want to hear. I know Holy Spirit told me to share it with them, but he trying to push me out the church already. No, actually, it was good sound advice, because after leaving there that night, it was like 9 or 10 o'clock that night, I started updating my resume, and I went on the job sites, you know, Indeed, Monster.com, LinkedIn, all those particular sites, and I just put my updated resume on there. And I kid you not, y'all, when I woke up the next day while I was at work, I got 3 interview offers. And I was like, wait, whoa, God, you moving fast. I wasn't even prepared to do interviews. I didn't think it was going to happen this quick, because in previous times I've applied for jobs, it didn't happen that fast. So I went through the job interviews, scheduled them for that same week, and they looked real promising. It was going extremely well. It was like, okay, Lord, I'm not ready. Now, remember, I told y'all, when you ask God a question, be ready for the answer. I, to be honest, wasn't ready. But I wanted to please God, and I was like, Lord, meet me where I'm at. Help my unbelief, because I was still questioning, even though I had many confirmations, and I could see God's hand moving in it. My next question was, just take me step by step. What do I do next? Well, then a couple of weeks had gone by. The interviews were going really well, but no solid job offer was given. And being that I have an HR background, I knew that nothing is final until you actually get an offer in writing. So in the middle of the night, again, had trouble sleeping. I kept hearing 11-1, 11-1. I'm like, what is 11-1? November 1st. Woke up another night after that, and I heard 11-1 again. And typically, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll get a paper and pencil and start journaling, or I'll start reading the Bible or find some type of sermon or something. Well, this time I said, I'm going to get on Facebook. And as I was scrolling through Facebook, there was this lady who I'd never seen before on my timeline. And she had a title stating, Moving to the Promised Land. And to this day, I can't even tell you the lady's name. I started listening to her, and she was talking about how Moses and the people left the wilderness to move to the Promised Land, and it was time for them to move. And specifically, I'll never forget it, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 1 through 8, verse 3 says, on the first day of the 11th month, the people moved. Again, another aha moment, 11-1, November 1st. From that, I got that the Lord wanted me to start moving and to give my notice at my job. I'm like, but God, I don't have an offer yet, even though they said they were interested in hiring me. So 11-1 is on a Wednesday. And I'm thinking, again, that HR mindset was, who resigns on a Wednesday? Most people resign on a Monday and give a 2 weeks notice, or a Friday and give a 2 weeks notice. Well, this was the weekend I had trouble sleeping. Went to work on that Monday, which was October 30th specifically, and announcement was made that the 2 people that I supported at my job, one of them was retiring and the other one left the company, and they were not replacing their position. Again, OMG. I know I say that a lot, but God was literally blowing my mind during these past few weeks. That means my job was at jeopardy, and I wasn't going to have a job because they wasn't replacing those 2. So it was questionable. I waited, because these were 2 high officials at the company, and it was a lot of talk going on. That was that Monday, that Tuesday. They were trying to decide and having meetings about the restructuring. So on Wednesday, on 11-1, I did as the Lord told me to do. Keep in mind, again, I did not have a job offer. I turned in my 2 weeks notice on 11-1 and said, I am moving to Atlanta. So, you know, when you speak it out loud and you say it publicly, it becomes real, right? I was nervous, but I was obedient. 11-1, 2 weeks went by. My last day of work was November 17th. They gave me a send-off party. Well, God even worked it out where I got a call from HR, and the manager at the time said that you're able, or we'd like for you to continue to work through the end of the year remotely, wherever you're located, to help with the transition of the one particular boss that was leaving. at the end of the year. Look at God. So here, I still had income coming in. I still had money and still was able to look for a job in Atlanta remotely. So during this time, as I was still looking and still going through the interview process, because I had to meet with several officials, I get a call out the clear blue from a guy that said he saw my resume on LinkedIn. He liked my credentials. And he said, "It's not posted, but I think you would be a great fit. Would you be interested?" I was like, "Well, sure, I'll give it a try," thinking I'm still going to get an offer from this other company. Well, met with them, and it went by so easily. It was such a breeze. It was like a perfect fit. Matter of fact, they quickly offered me something in writing, exceedingly abundantly above all I could ask or think, even more than what I was asking for from the other companies that looked promising. And I accepted the job because I prayed about that too. God, which one to take? Because meanwhile, the other company did offer something, but their offer was not near comparable to what the new company had offered. So God had worked that out. And they asked me, "When do I want to start?" I said, "I want to start the beginning of the year. Please allow me time to spend time with my family." So I spent holiday time with my family, and that worked out. So I'm still asking God, what's next? He worked out the job. My son, who we were together at the time, living at the house, I finally released it to him that the Lord wants me to move. And the first thing he said was, "Mom," and when I say my son, I'm talking about Dr. J here. He's like, "Mom, whatever you do, let me keep the house." And I'm thinking, "Jay, you cannot afford this house by yourself." And he said, "I'm happy for you. I think it would be good for you." Still kind of struggling with what to do with the house. Well, 2 or 3 days later, he comes home to tell me he got promoted on his job. Jalen can now afford the house. So
that's right.
That was another ease off of me, because I knew preparing a house for sale and the house been in it for years would need lots of repairs to get it ready, to get it on the market. And I just didn't have the energy at this time to prepare for it. So God worked all that out, and even got a call from my godnephew. He called me prior to me leaving, and I did not know that his lease was up on his apartment. And he's like, "TT, how would you feel if I come live with Jay?" I thought that was absolutely perfect. So I'm even more at peace, because now my son did not have the pressure of all the household bills that I had. And then I wouldn't have to even help contribute if need be. Now he has a roommate with someone I trust, that's someone he knows very well, of course, and I was comfortable. So December 28th, packed up my car with clothes and things I need to live, and I start driving to Atlanta.
Okay, so you have your job. And the Lord took care of the house and everything. I was there for that part. Yep. Praise the Lord. Promotion. Hallelujah. But you're driving off to Atlanta, and everybody has a place to live but you. How did he resolve that?
God had worked that out too. He has been truly amazing during this time. Now, keep in mind, whenever you go through something, you always seek counsel, because there's wisdom in counsel. So I had 2 or 3 other females that were intercessors. These individuals, they always give me wisdom based upon the word of God. And that's how we support each other, not based on emotions or feelings. Just want to make sure that we're in line, because, yes, I have faith, but I didn't want to be one of them people that have what they call crazy faith. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with crazy faith, but sometimes people can get out of balance and move and not know specifically what God wants them to do, if you can understand what I'm saying.
So instead of taking risks out of the blue, you just took a calculated risk.
Right. It's definitely a move of faith. that God was ordering my steps. And I knew for sure, because I had that peace of God and I had other people praying for me, that I am obedient in what God has for me to do. But back to the two or three ladies that were praying, one of them lived in Atlanta, and she opened up her home, and she's like a sister to me. And she said that however long I needed for my transition, that I'm welcome to stay with her.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that amazing? So I didn't even have that pressure. God made it so smooth where I didn't have to rush. I didn't have that pressure. I had the job, but I did not know where I was going to live. And what's so amazing is she only lived 3 miles from the job that I got. She didn't even know where it was. So everyone talked about, ooh, you know, Atlanta's traffic. Well, I still have yet to experience Atlanta's traffic, because that's another testimony in itself. So I had somewhere to stay. And even during this time, I started apartment looking after I came on board. I started the beginning of the year on January 2nd. It was like I have worked at this company for years. That's how fit I was in at this company. It felt like I've known the people. It felt like I knew the job. It was just absolutely easy, where I could even work from home at my choosing. And again, I only had 3 miles travel to the job. So back to what I was getting ready to say, I started apartment looking, and I even asked God to order my steps of where to look. Where do you want me to live? I wasn't ready for a house yet, because I still had my home back in Mississippi, Memphis metropolitan area. I just wanted to be sure to learn Atlanta first, where I'm at and my surroundings. The apartment life, there's all I have to do is live. I don't have anything to worry about, repairs, lawn care. I found a beautiful place that's within my budget, and even I'm starting from scratch because I have no furniture. Just started furniture looking, and the Lord worked it out where I was able to get furniture at 0% interest at a reasonable rate. God did it again.
Wow, he did it again. He took care of the apartment, the drive, even just having one of your allies that you were interceding with open just a home for you till you got everything covered. That's incredible to hear. He made this transition as easily for you as possible within your standards. And that is incredible to hear. So I have one more question before we wrap up the show and this amazing testimony. And that question is, do you have any awe-inspiring words for the audience today? Because there might be other people outside of here who are kind of in that little transition phase that you were similar to.
Immediately what comes to mind is something my pastor, Apostle Wade, always have said: when it's God's will, it's God's bill. And truly, this transition or this journey for me, that's what I stood on. Every time I prayed, every move I make, every decision I had to do since being here, when it's God's will, it's God's bill. That's why the apartment is fully furnished. That's why I found an affordable place. That's why my son, you, Jalen, got a promotion. That's why the house is taken care of formerly. It's just been amazing what God has done when you say yes to what he's called you to do. One of my desires has always been to become a Christian counselor, and I'm actually working with Safe Harbor International Ministries. Are you able to post that link?
Yes, I will happily put the link in the description below so other people can see what all the fuzz is about.
Yeah, because when you're in God's purpose, he'll work it out. Again, when it's God's will, it's God's bill. And my desire is for everyone to fulfill what God has called them to do. It's such an amazing time, a fresh start, a new beginning for me. Yours may not be to move to another city or state, but you, whatever you do, you want to be in the purpose and plan that he's called you to be wherever it is. And again, as I said in the beginning, when you ask God a question, be ready for the answer. Y'all be blessed. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Before we end the show, this is for my listeners. Maybe you don't know this Jesus God or the Lord or the Holy Spirit, or maybe we just don't have a relationship with God in general. This is part of the show where I offer you that. So if you could give me a quick, brief moment of your time to allow me to say this quick prayer and just repeat these words after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin, wash me and cleanse me, set me free. Jesus, thank you that you died for me. I believe that you are risen from the dead and that you are coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things of God, and a holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm forgiven. And I am on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. Okay, you can stop repeating. And I just want to say congratulations. You've just accepted the call to Christ, and you are now a member of God's lovely, beautiful family, and your journey with Christ starts right here. So I just want to say thank you for all my non-believing members who just repeated that short little prayer after me and became believers a few seconds ago. I can now call you a brother slash sister in Christ. Please share this podcast with a friend. And now let's continue towards the ending portion of today's episode. And that concludes another episode of Testimony Talk. Thank you guys for all your support. And be sure to share this podcast with everyone you know. And stay tuned for the next time we upload. All right, later.